Okay, so we're up to Mitzvah Lamed when I left us. So we're going to begin just by reviewing a little bit of what we did and then just do a little bit new stuff. We're obviously not in a tremendous rush right now. The fast ends at 9:05, so we're not going to go until then, but we're going to go for a little bit longer than we might normally. So it says, the Mitzvah Lamed Shalom Lishavah Lashavi, you shall not swear, you shall not take God's name in vain when you're swearing. So what is the Pasuk? Lo Tisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav Kilo Yinakeh Hashem Is Asher Yisah Shemo Lashav. Don't take Hashem's name in vain. God will not like that. He won't absolve anyone who does do this. So what is this? Mitzvah Shalom Lishavah Levatel, that you shall not swear pointlessly. Shenamar Lo Tisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, just like the Pasuk we just said says. V'inyan HaBatel Hu Ba'arbat Sradin. And if you remember, we said there are four different categories of what it means to have an oath in vain. One is kigon shenishba al davar yadua sheino kein. If a person swears about something that is very well known, that it's not true. For example, kigon al amud al shayish shu shel zahav. If a person sees a pillar that's made of marble and he says, you know what, this marble... this marble that it's actually not marble, it's really gold. Anything like that, anytime you swear about something that is true, that it's not about something that is known, that it's not true, that's going to be a problem. Hatzara, she need the second category. If a person swears that something that is true is definitely true. Could go on al ha'evin, shehu evin v'al ha'etz, shehu etz. A person swears that a stone is a stone or that a piece of wood is a piece of wood. But king kol kiyotzi bazeh, any oath like this is going to be considered what we call a pointless oath. Hatzara shlishi, the third category of oaths, shenishba levatel mitzvah u'mitzvos shechiyavnu Hashem baruch u'bahen. If a person swears that they're not going to keep the mitzvahs anymore, they're not going to keep a specific commandment anymore, shegam zeh levatel legamrehu, this is also going to be considered as something that's totally pointless. Shein biadoli shava al ma shekvar chivo ha'kel, that a person does not have the right to say that they're not going to do something which God already commanded them. It's just like someone who swears about something that's known, that it's not true. So that's going to be the same thing. So therefore, a person is not allowed to do this. That's going to be considered the third category of a pointless oath. And then finally, Hatzad HaRavi, Shenishba La'asos Davar She'in Bo Koach La'asos. So a person swears that they are going to do something that they really don't have the ability to do. What does this mean? Kigo Shalo Yishan Shloshay Memer Tzuchim, that a person won't sleep for 3 days straight, according to the Chinuch of it only. That's not humanly possible. And therefore, if a person swears they're going to do this, it's going to be a pointless oath, because obviously no one's going to be able to do that. Oh Shalo Yochal Shavay Memer Tzuchim, that a person is not going to eat or drink for 7 days straight. That also, anything like this, anytime if a person swears they're going to pick up a house or something, anything like that is going to be considered ridiculous and therefore going to be a shvua levatel, an oath in vain. Mishar she mitzvah, so we said that the root of this mitzvah is, well, at da'as b'nei adam v'lekboa b'nafshu sam v'lechazek ha'emuna b'libo sam, right, to make known to people, to sort of establish in people's hearts, to strengthen people's beliefs in what? Ki ha'kel baruch hu asher b'shamayim mima'al, that God, who is in heaven above, chai v'kayam la'ad, that he lives and he exists forever. What does that mean? In kium kikimo, that there is no existence like his existence. V'ra'oi, you know, therefore, it's fitting to be upon us. Whenever we do swear, or whenever a person might swear and therefore mention his name, sort of as like an affirmation for the deeds or the actions that we're going to be doing, that we should have some sort of fear or reverence and we should tremble when we say God's name. And therefore, it shouldn't be like when a person's speaking about some small matter. Like when a person is speaking about something that's fleeting or small from this world, the person should be speaking about God in that same way. Like what? Kamonu, like us. Anachnu, b'nei adam, ushar d'rei ha'olam ha'shafel. Like all of us and all the people who are in the lower worlds here, who we obviously are, have limited lifetimes and we are going to come and go, but God who lives forever, we should never talk about God the same way that we would ever talk about a human being. It just doesn't make sense. And therefore, for a person to have an oath of sorts and invoke God's name and have it not be true and minimize it like that, that would be considered terrible. Alkin lekbo ha'inyan hazeh b'lav. They know, therefore, this whole mitzvah is all about establishing this matter in our hearts. V'lihios yir'aso alpanino l'chayosino l'zakosino, to make God's the awe of God be totally on our faces. Chiyavnu b'mitzvah hazos l'val naskir shemo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'otal. Therefore, we were obligated to do this exact mitzvah, to not take his name in vain with a pointless oath. The anash malkus al hamekel v'over aleh. And a person gets malkus for this if you're lax and person performing this mitzvah. Then the chinuch, as we know, compares this. Mizeh hashorish ba'atzmo hu inyan shvuas sheker. There are two types of oaths that are very similar: a pointless oath, a shvuas shav, which is like a vain oath, and then a shvuas sheker, which is a false oath. So he says this is exactly like the underlying reason of the false oath as well. Kolomar nishba lekayim davar velo kiyumo. That is, a person is going to swear about something and he doesn't fulfill it. He doesn't actually do it. He says, I'm going to do some X, Y, and Z, but he doesn't do X, Y, and Z. Or he swears that X, Y, and Z happens when he very well knows that X, Y, and Z did not happen. Shehine kreis shvuas bitoy, which is called like an oath of utterance, like you're just speaking mindlessly. Sheba aleha lav acher b'fnei atzma b'seder kedoshim tiyu. There's an entire other prohibition for this type of oath, and that can be found in Parshas Kedoshim, Kemoshe Ne'emar, v'lo tishavu b'shmei l'shaker, where God says explicitly in the Torah that you shall not swear falsely by God's name. And then finally, we'll conclude with the following passage. Ki hanishba b'shem ha'gadol la'amis davar shaya, that a person who swears by God's great name, swearing about something that supposedly did happen, b'hu yodeh she'sheker b'fiv, he knows that this is a totally false oath, it's a totally false idea. Hini hu mekel b'yiras elokim. What does that mean? That means he's lenient, he's like flippant when it comes to talking about God. He has no issue about taking God's name and saying his name when he knows something is totally untrue. Ka'omer b'libo she'in emes. It's as if he is saying that there is no truth, not only to entirely false claim that he's saying, but also to God's existence. He's saying that just like this thing, I'm lying about this thing that happened, so too I'm lying that God actually exists. God doesn't actually exist. That's essentially what's happening. And the Chinuch says this guy's lips should be silenced if he ever wants to say something like that God does not exist.
So
too, person who swears to do something but doesn't actually do it. This too is also considered like someone who rebels against the light, right? He's among the deniers of truth. And now the Chinuch comes to explain why we're using the word nishba, right? The explanation of the word swearing, in my opinion, is, says the Chinuch, shegomer ha'adam belibo ve'omer bepiv, that a person is essentially resolving to do something in his heart, and he is articulating what his commitment actually is. Lios mikayim oso davar shenishba alav ulo yishanehu leolam. And he's going to uphold this matter that he's swearing about and never to alter it, never change from it. Kemosha Hashem Baruch Hu Kayam V'lo Yishtanel La'Adayad. Just like God is eternal and never changing, so too is this oath that this guy is going to be taking. That for sure, this is going to be true, and therefore God is going to be true. That's what it means, nishpa, to swear. V'zehu Shalshon Shavua Yavo La'olam B'lashon Nifal. That's why he says, if you notice the word nishba, right, it's in the Nifal, right? The Nifal means it's starting with the Nis sound. So nishba, why is it in that form? Why do we grammatically use that word? Klomar shenifal bedvarav. What does this mean? That a person who makes an oath is actually changed by the words that they are saying. Lioso kayam b'mash amar b'kima baruchu. That just like they are saying that they are now changed because they are going to do X, Y, and Z, so too, just as that is true, so too is God's existence true. And therefore he says, swearing in vain, or God forbid, swearing falsely as well, both of these things would be a terrible prohibition. Ad kana, we're going to stop right here. Going forward from here, the Chinuch goes into a very lengthy discussion about other oaths. He speaks about nedarim, vows, and how they're different than oaths, but for now, we will stop right here.